paint the picture. It is 22 minutes to 1 o'clock and I'm sitting in the studio with Jenny Green, of course, and also Ireland's leading fashion and beauty blogger, Suzanne Jackson, has joined us. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me put up your microphone.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you have a brand new book out.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's coming out November the 5th. It's my second book and I suppose it's a continuation from the first book. So my first book was all about fashion and beauty and kind of the life of a blogger. Second book is a little bit deeper about the actual lifestyle, the business element, you know, the kind of more exciting side that I didn't really reveal in the first book. But there's also fashion and beauty and fitness. And I also went to New York City for 10 days and attended New York Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
That's in it too. So I documented my whole trip. So loads.
I'm so glad you said all of that. Because, Alan, don't, producer Al, just stand up there for us if you wouldn't mind. We're just discussing, right? You're a fashion expert, Suzanne.
I'll just move. I don't want to block the view at all.
So, Alan, if you don't mind just doing a full 360, we're just looking at the shirt now. That's the back, that's the side.
Nice.
Suzanne, what would you say? What, have any pointers?
Well, the tartan-ish trend is definitely in. I'd probably be rolling up the sleeves a little bit.
Okay.
But not bad.
Roll up the sleeves, yeah.
There
you go, not bad, Alan. She's only saying that because she wants to come back on the show in a few weeks' time again.
He looks good.
There you go, you look good, you look good. Thanks for that. So when did you say the book was out? You're doing signings and stuff as well?
Yeah, November the 5th it launches. And my first signing session is down in Athlone on November the 8th. And then every week after that, every Saturday, I'm Cork, Galway, Limerick, Belfast. Yeah, everywhere.
So is there tips in this book now for people who kind of want to get involved and be in the industry? Obviously, the first book was kind of tips of if you're going out shopping or for a different makeup or what, you know, mix and match or what works. But if there's people who want to get involved in doing their own blog and making money, is it in this book?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely there, you know, kind of how to really put yourself out there, like my top tips to becoming the best blogger you can be. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, tips as well about kind of how to grow it as a business and a brand. Like a lot of people start out with a blog and they don't know what way to go about it. So I think go down the route of a business with it. And from there, then you can make it your job and you can kind of earn money from it and so on. So
it's
there's
brilliant.
Everything in it. Yeah, thank you.
Suzanne, where do you get your fashion inspirations from?
Oh, God, all over, like, especially fashion bloggers. I follow them all over the world. I think they're so stylish, so on trend. But if I had to pick a style icon, it would be Victoria Beckham. I just love her style. She's effortless, she's elegant, she's very ladylike. But you get it from everywhere, really.
And so when you were growing up, is this all you ever wanted to do?
Yeah.
Fashion and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my teacher used to be saying, Suzanne Jackson, put down the hairbrush at the back of the glass or stop fixing her nails or stop fixing her dress or her scarf.
And now
whatever,
you get to kind of be your own boss as well, which is amazing. Yeah. That's probably the best part, is it?
It is. You know, it's daunting because you're always kind of thinking to yourself, when you work for yourself, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to keep it the best you can. You're trying to keep it at the top level, you know, but it's daunting. No, God, where will it be this time next year? So you're going to have to keep planning. You're going to have to keep challenging yourself. You can't just sit back and say, oh great, I'm Ireland's leading blogger now. You've got to keep going.
You have to keep pushing yourself, I suppose, all the time.
Challenging yourself, new ideas, you know, trying to, you know, branch out and to keep it a business and to kind of keep it myself as my own boss.
Now we've got some callers on the line because we were inundated with questions today. Let's first go to line two. We've got Sinead. How are you, Sinead?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us, what's your question for Suzanne?
I was wondering, do you have any tips on what to do with your hair? Like, today, if you don't want to straighten it or put any heat on it? Is there any, like, products or something that are...
Well, there's loads of products out there for kind of like, you know, frizzy hair or like if you want to, you know, make your hair look smooth or you want to make your hair look that kind of a wet look. But what I do, which is what I'm wearing now, is a top knot. Literally just gather it all up in your hands, pop it in a bun or in with a little bobbin.
Nikki does that
anything.
As well.
I do. I'm working on it.
You
it's
only
new
do it
the
Friday
length.
Normally.
Yeah, only for the club sandwich I do it.
But the top knot is the easiest. It's stylish and I that's my favourite.
Is that easy to do now? Because actually I know Sinead, you're on the line and I'm looking at the top knot. It is easy to do. Is it?
It is. Literally, just grab it up like a ponytail, pop it in a bun, pop your bobbin around it, few clips to kind of keep in the kind of frizzy bits, and then just hairspray it.
You could leave me there till Christmas. I wouldn't know how to do that. I'd ponytail it, I know how to do it. How do you do a bun and all that?
You just twist the hair. Twist the hair around and then pop on your bobbin.
We'll give it a go. Well, Sinead, I'll let Nikki try that in my hair later. I bet you'd be really good at it.
Sinead, pop in, we'll sort your hair out for you, no problem, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thanks a million.
Okay, thank you.
Right, we got a text here, Suzanne. And it says, can you recommend a winter deep colour matte lipstick?
I actually just reviewed one this morning on my blog. It's the new Rimmel. I'm wearing the pink or redder colour now. It's the new Rimmel Provo Lip Stain. And it's in the colour, I'm trying to think of it now. I think it's called Deep Plum Kiss Me or something. I done a review this morning. It's on my blog. I wore it on Friday night. Really, really deep plum. That will be my favourite at the moment. And it's matte as well.
Okay. No idea what you're talking about, but sounds good to me. Looks good.
I think you do. You're pretending not to, which is what concerns me more.
Fidelma is on line 3. Fidelma, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
You're live to the nation and you've got Suzanne at your disposal here. What questions have you got?
Hi, Sue. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thanks.
I just wanted to ask, would you have any tips for contouring and highlighting? Because it always looks so perfect and flawless on you, but I can never achieve the kind of same look as yourself.
Okay, well, the product that I would recommend, do you have the Crown Brush Concealer Palette that I recommend?
I do, actually. I got it because I saw your review, yeah.
Great. Okay, so then you need the 3 brushes to kind of apply it. So the application is the most important. So you need a flat angled brush, you need like a duo fibre foundation brush, and then you need a smaller version of the duo fibre foundation. I'll post these on the blog later on.
And brilliant, thank you.
It's all about kind of just applying little bits and then building. So apply a little bit. Licky Burns looking at me funny here.
He's well used to this. He's pretending he doesn't know what you're talking about.
What I'm doing is I'm actually learning what she's saying. I'm like, I gotta do this.
Listen,
this is what I gotta
do. You in your Westlife days.
Someone did it for us back then. 3 brushes.
So just apply it lightly and just blend as you go. And just remember to kind of highlight and contour the specific area. So underneath the cheekbones and into the temples for contouring. And then down the middle of the nose and into the middle of the forehead for your highlighting. But just lightly do it and just keep blending. Don't do it real dark and then or else you'll be looking limey and cloggy and dirty.
Excuse me.
Thanks very much, Sue.
You're welcome,
Adama.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye. Do you know who's very good at putting on makeup? Shane Filan.
I believe that.
He's going to kill me for saying that. Because I remember... No, I won't go there. God, and all are listening.
I know. So tell us, obviously, Christmas party season is kind of coming up, and I'm sorry to mention, because I know there's a few people who hate Christmas.
I love Christmas, keep mentioning.
So do I.
Me too.
So is there anything that we should be looking out for? What is there kind of a good sort of outfit to look for Christmas if we're going shopping? Because obviously we're going to have a Christmas party.
In Mickey Burns.
And you can't, in Mickey Burns.
And Doyle Twink, they're all going.
And you sort of, you want to look well, you don't want to look like you tried too hard, but you know, so what should we be looking for? What do you reckon? What sort of shops?
That would be my style. I don't want to look like I'm like a disco ball, big glittery dress head to toe. I like kind of being a little bit more pared back. So what I'm loving at the moment for Christmas time, if you don't want to show too much skin as well, is like a nice pair of leather trousers.
Oh yeah.
Leather's back in. It's here to stay. It was in last year as well. And maybe like a nice white crisp top. And then just go overboard with your accessories.
So and is that all right to do for a Christmas party? Because you often wonder, should I be in a dress? Or is it okay not to be once you kind of...
I think it's okay not to be, you know. Yeah. Don't stick to the cliche. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to get yourself into a dress, but then everyone's going to be in dresses. So try and wear something a little bit different to the rest of people. Maybe get like a statement shoe or a statement necklace or do your hair real mad. But I think try and...
I might get you to do my hair for the Christmas party.
It will be mad if you get me to do it.
Do that?
Shoe-wise, what's popular? Is it still Louboutins and stuff like that? Are they still the main one that everyone kind of looks up to?
Yeah, they are, but they're so expensive. Yeah. So I always say to people,
what can normal people buy?
Well, you can paint any shoe red. They've sold them red, can't you?
Yeah.
And they look like Louboutins.
Not the same.
Louboos.
On River Island Topshop, they all have they kind of take inspiration from the designers. So you can definitely get something that's equivalent to Louboutin shoes in all the high street stores. My favourite would be River Island and Topshop. And then, as well as that, Zara do some fabulous shoes as well.
What about the lads, Sam? There's a lot of lads driving trucks, cars listening to us now going, you know, that's fair enough, but what do we do for Christmas parties?
Oh God, it's a tough
I think
one.
In fairness, if I'm honest, most of them don't care. They'll just
but
rock
maybe
off.
They should start, you know, maybe a little bit of...
They just pick something up off the floor and
do you
put
know,
it on.
I think it's changed. I see a lot of lads out there nowadays that actually do take pride in, you
my
know,
boyfriend.
Time in their appearance.
Oh my God, he's the worst.
Really?
He spends longer in the bathroom than I do and he'll probably kill me.
Is he listening?
Yes.
What's his name?
Dylan.
Good man yourself.
Dylan.
So what would he wear now on a night out?
Well, we went shopping on Saturday. We were out for my birthday and I brought him into Zara. I love Zara. And I got him this really kind of cool matte logo black t-shirts is like Carpe Diem or something on it, a nice pair of black jeans, a Hermes belt, and then cool real kind of matte high black tops, all black but really really nice, and with the belt there it's just kind of like
he was delighted. You said you got him that
I brought him in, dragged him in, try these on.
And how is he on his own though? If he was to go in without you, would he still cope?
Yeah, he sends me pictures in the changing room.
You're like, no.
What
yes,
do I look
no.
like? I'm like, oh Jesus, if anyone could see you.
I would have come towards Christmas for the lads, is the Christmas jumpers a no-go?
Well, look, if you're going out for 12 pubs or you're going out with your friends, I mean, they're a bit of crack, why not? But if you're going out with the lads, I always think a nice pair of jeans, mm-hmm. nice pair of kind of like booty shoes, a blazer, t-shirt. Yeah, like exactly.
See, Jenny,
right,
look,
Nikki, you're in
right
style.
On trend. Look.
That's his Westlife. Right, they're my favourite shoes of yours, actually. They're your Westlife.
I'd say
again.
They're from 1986 or something. I think, honestly, look at them.
They are nice.
These
they're
were
cool.
bought, I'm going to take them off and let you see them. These were bought in LA. Right.
I hope you have matching socks on.
You listen, you know he will. You know he will.
But listen, look. Sorry, okay. I know this makes crap radio.
No, all right.
Have a look at them. What year do you reckon they are?
I like them. They're okay. really, they're exactly lovely. What
are
I had
they
in my
nice
head.
Now?
Yeah, I do. I think they're. Really
but
cool.
they look wrecked.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
but
kind of the
that's
style.
The design of them. Yeah. I reckon they are 2002.
I have no idea. I'm just wondering what you're doing.
You're going to tell me when you got them.
Right. Listen, we better let you go, Suzanne. That's brilliant. We've no more questions in. I love you. Oh. Do we have anything coming you want us to cover?
Put the shoe over there.
We have questions, Suzanne, but we've no time.
Okay,
no
problem, so just to let everyone know, the book is going to be out November 5th and yes. signing, where can people go and see you?
The first signing session is in the Athlone Town Centre on Saturday the 8th of November.
Brilliant.
What's the book called, by the way?
What Happened Next.
What Happened Next.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks a million for coming in.
No problem. Thanks
for
having
me. And pop in to see us again.
Cheers.
Cheers.